Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting. Welcome to the robe rave,
the
bitches.
The robe rave.
Ting, ting, let's cheers our mugs.
Oh, very
cute. I've just spilt it.
Oh.
I will say that we are not drinking this episode, but there is already spillage. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. So, if you're listening, not watching, we are wearing dressing gown robes.
Yes. And drinking, well, I've got a coffee. What have you got over there in your mug?
A tea.
A tea.
Full grandma mode. Tea.
Oh, sugar.
Oh, you just spilled it.
I nearly did, but I didn't. It's okay.
So, we're having a sleepover party this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
We just couldn't be fucked to get ready today.
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
Also, we just felt like it was time for a special episode. I mean, we have done a lot of special episodes. Like, we've done a lot of drunk episodes recently and whatever.
Yeah.
This is like last episode. Oh, no, not last episode. Two episodes ago was a pre's episode.
Yeah.
Like, preying to go out. This is preying to go back to bed.
Yeah, this is a self-care episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. And we just thought it was about time that we did something for us.
Mm.
We're just such givers. And we just do everything for everyone else. We just thought it was about time to do something that we enjoyed for ourselves, not for the people.
We're also like really modest and really pretty and like really nice and really kind. And so it was just about time. You know what I mean?
Agree. So, yeah, if you want to stick around for the self-care robe rave episode, get your robes on, get your face masks out.
Robes are mandatory in today's episode.
Have your tea, whatever you need to wind down, or maybe your coffee. Maybe you're waking up, maybe you're watching this in the morning or listening to this in the morning.
It is like 11:30 when we're filming this. I wouldn't drink a coffee before bed. But anyway, just so you know. Just
don't out them with what time it is and how we're dressed.
We have regular clothes under this, trackies, but still.
We wear this 24/7. Yeah. Like, our landlord knows.
If we called Yasmin out of her room right now, I can guarantee she's in her pink robe too.
And her Uggs.
And her Uggs.
Yeah, agreed. Anyway, so grab your robe. Grab your whatever beverage of choice. Grab your face mask. Get your food. Mm-hmm. Start munching. And let's roll the intro.
Woo! You!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go. So, crazy week this week.
Yeah, hectic. And by that we mean it's actually only been 2 days since we filmed the last episode. And so we don't really have a weekly recap because it would be more like a 2 day week recap. And I don't think we did anything exciting.
No, so... yeah, long story. We're not going to be together for the next couple of days or next couple... week, so we're just pre-filming, so this will come out on the 7th.
Today is the we're filming this on the 24th of June
for
the
and it's 7th gonna come out July. Next month.
but
yeah, so no weekly recap this week, but we thought we'd stay in the theme of like the robe rave situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that we'd talk about just some sleepover things.
Yeah, cute.
So sleepovers when we were younger.
Yeah, wild time. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, that was like, remember going to school on a Monday and being like, you're having a sleepover at my house on Saturday.
Yeah.
And every single day of that week, you would talk about what you were going to do and how late you were going to stay up.
Yeah.
And then the sleepover would come and you'd all, like, everyone would knock out at like 9 p.m. Like,
what kind of sleepovers were you at? I used to be that kid that wanted to be asleep at 9 or 10 and everyone else would stay up till 2. Yeah. I wasn't the annoying kid that would be like, guys, shut up. But I would just, like, lay there awake.
No, me and my friends would, like, have all the plans and have all the lollies and stuff to stay up. But then, no, we'd definitely start watching a movie and everyone would just fall asleep.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so cute. Compared to sleepovers nowadays.
Well.
Every day in this house is a sleepover party.
Except I feel like also we've never had a sleepover because we have stayed in the same bed before, but, like, usually we're in different rooms, so it doesn't feel like a sleepover.
True.
We should do that sometime. Yeah, sleepovers now. I mean, I can't remember the last time I had a sleepover, but I feel like everyone's asleep 9 or 10. I mean, usually we have sleepovers after a night out. And like...
Oh, like nowadays of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, we never have sleepovers.
And we're also not the kind of... Like, we always get on here and we're like, yeah, please, kick-ons, ha-ha. We are not the kick-ons people. Like,
We're the Pries kind of girls. Like, yeah. Pries is our time to shine, and then we go out, and then we come home and go to bed. We don't kick on.
It's like a race to see who can be asleep first when we get home from a night.
When we get home from, like, in the Uber on the way home, if you're asleep in the Uber on the way home, like, you're already winning.
Yeah.
Right?
You're ahead.
Then when we get home, it's literally no one talks.
No.
It's a race to either order Uber Eats or to heat something up from the fridge, brush your teeth, take off your makeup. Like, we have a line mm-hmm. in the bathroom for people trying to wash their faces and stuff and get to bed. But no one talks.
No.
It's this unwritten rule that as soon as we get home, we all stumble to our own rooms and that's the end of the night. It's
bedtime now.
And you know what's crazy is when I went out, this was a long time ago, with my sister in Melbourne, like years ago. Mm. And we got home at like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, thank fuck, I'm so tired. Like, I'm ready for bed. And Olivia's like, woo, it's the best time of the night. Like, because then they had kick-ons.
What?
And it was like her and her friends singing to Shannon Knoll. No, was it Shannon Knoll? No, Craig Davies. And stuff like that.
It sounds fun. It does.
It sounds so fun, but I was yawning. Like, it's tiring. Yeah. I think it's because we go so hard at Pries. Like, everyone else probably at their Pries is, like, just having a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And just chilling. Where we're having a dance battle and seeing, like, who can drink the most vodka from the bottle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Thunder. If you watched our TikTok live, you know about Thunder. That's the kind of Pries we have.
Yeah.
So no wonder we can't make it to kick-ons. Anyway, but yeah. So this is kind of sleepover-inspired Robe Rave party episode.
Yes.
And agreed. I'm excited about it. I have never been this comfortable sitting on this couch.
I was just about to say that, because when we were going to film this one, I was like, we should have blankets or something. I'm so happy we went with the robes. Yeah.
Pure comfort.
They're so underrated.
They are.
Why isn't this socially acceptable for me to wear in public?
You tell me.
You know what? People come into work all the time wearing robes and Uggs and pajamas, and I always look at them. I never judge. I look at them and I say, I wish I was wearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, but like, it's this this stigma. Everyone else is like, you can't wear that out of the house. Well, I want to, Karen. Yeah. Like,
and it's not like it's modest. I'm fully clothed.
Yeah, I'm not offending anyone.
Yeah,
right.
Let's bring the robes in.
Okay. Well, next time we leave the house, we'll wear our mask and our robe.
Yeah,
those will be our essentials.
Well, if we have our mask on, no one's gonna know it's us anyway. So I think that's a good way to start it.
Yeah,
and then we'll transition into just full robe attire.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe we should wear pajama sets.
Well, see, they're in now, pajamas and like sweat sets. If you wear a sweat set out of the house, you're
true.
Cool.
But I wear sweats for pajamas anyway.
Exactly, but you can't wear your robe.
I don't get it.
Robes have rights.
Yeah,
robes have rights. So speaking of self-care and being nice to yourself and sitting in your robe and drinking your coffee or your tea and whatever, I just buffered.
Loading.
We wanted to talk about ways to make yourself feel like the main character.
Yeah. So maybe you're feeling a little bit down about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're just having a little bit of a lonely moment. Mm-hmm. Or just a little bit of a moment where you're a little unsure of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you bring in whatever the hell we're about to talk about to make yourself feel like the main character.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a couple pointers. I'm sure you do as
well. Go for it. Go for it. You can.
If you want to feel like the main character, find a window.
Okay.
That's it. That's the whole point. No.
Then you're set.
Sit at the window.
Uh-huh.
Put your feet on the couch or whatever you're sitting on and like your knees up and hold your knees and look out the window. Is that not the most main character that provoking is, feeling ever?
That's pretty main characterish of you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Have you got one?
Yeah, my favorite main character moment, I go for a walk along the beach.
Yeah.
Tell me, you can't walk along the beach by yourself with your earphones or your AirPods.
Oh, but I was about to say, like, not even earpods.
Oh, yeah.
AirPods. Like, that's more main character. It's like listening to the
listening
waves.
Listening to the ocean. Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I got another one.
Go.
When everyone's hanging out in the kitchen, or maybe you're at a party
mm-hmm.
and, like, everyone's drinking and you want to, like, chat to someone or something, you go into the kitchen. You sit on the kitchen bench.
I'm laughing because that's kind of true.
Is that not the most main character? Have you ever sat on the kitchen bench? And like, there's no, like, you've never not sat on the kitchen bench and been like, I don't feel like a main character.
No,
like, whenever you sit on a kitchen bench, you're the main character.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I've never thought about it, but you're right.
Immaculate vibes up there.
It is actually.
There's just something about having your butt where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, right. What about when you open the fridge and you're looking in the fridge? And before you close the fridge, you can like sense there's someone standing on the other side of the fridge, and like you close it and you turn around and you pretend that like that's like your ex lover or like that's like your neighbor who's come to confess their love or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
How often does that happen to you? Because I can think of zero times. Normally that's my happened sibling to me.
Like, ah, I'm going to scare me. But like that always happens in the movie. So if you want to make yourself feel like the main character, have a look in the fridge and go, what am I going to eat? And then close the door and pretend there's someone there. Or it's like vice versa with you're at school and you've got, you're opening your locker.
Mm.
And you're opening your locker. And then when you close the door, there's someone leaning on the locker next to it. And they're like, hi.
So do you think maybe you imagine we should that. Like... Oh, imagine it. Or do you want to set up a friend to you be like, you stand there?
Oh, you can set up a friend if you really like, you can put a body double in there or you can use your imagination.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah.
This used to work a lot better when I lived on the Gold Coast because the weather in Sydney is bad and people have road rage, but
Robe rave.
My favorite main character thing to do when I lived on the Gold Coast was put all the windows down in my car on a sunny day.
Yep.
And then play my music really, like happy music, really loud, and then drive down the Gold Coast Highway.
Yep. Sunglasses on. And then if you want to get real funky and you want to be the main character and you want your friend to be the supporting best friend, get them to put their hand out the window and do the waves.
The hand is a dolphin thing. Yeah.
So anyway, main character.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a little bit like you're in second place with life, and you want to be the main character, go sit on your kitchen bench.
Or go walk around the shops in your robe.
Yeah. People will look at you like you're the main character.
Yeah.
They might not be thinking main character, but they'll be thinking something and they'll be looking at you. So that's what you need.
Exactly. So moving on.
Abby, what are you doing?
Oh, Amy, I didn't even see you there. I was too busy reading my new Manscaped newspaper ball trimmings paper.
You were reading your Manscaped newspaper.
Yeah.
So what does that mean about today's episode?
That means this episode is sponsored by Manscaped. Your balls will thank you with the Manscaped.
Agreed. So, it is hot girl winter.
Yeah, winter's right around the corner. Hibernation season is on, ladies and gentlemen.
It is also hot man winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hot boy
we're
winter.
All about hot boy winter. We're all about equality here.
And to achieve the hot boy / hot girl winter.
Mm-hmm. We don't just give up on grooming.
No.
We don't.
No.
We can't.
Grooming is more important now than ever.
Agreed.
It's about maintaining the groom.
Agreed. Yeah. So that when hot boy summer comes around, we're ready to go.
We're fresh as a daisy in our pits and naughty bits.
Uh-huh. And there's only one way to achieve that. And lucky for you guys, we have 20% off and free shipping
with our code AAMeeting
at manscaped.com.
Yep. www.manscaped.com.
Abby, when was the last time you shaved your balls?
Oh, it's been a while. But thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0, I can shave them every day, whenever I want.
Every day.
It's also got a ceramic blade.
Uh-huh. Thanks to their advanced skin safe technology.
Yes. It's also got an LED and it's waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best tool for the job.
Agreed.
And it comes in the Perfect Package 3.0.
Yeah. So what else is in the Perfect Package 3.0? We've also got a ball toner, a ball deodorant. Mm-hmm. We've obviously got the lawnmower. Comes with the newspaper, which is also their hair clippings. Comes with a lovely toiletries bag.
It is actually swabbed.
And comes with three freaking boxes, ladies and gentlemen.
And not just, like, they're not Kmart crappy ones. You know what I mean? This is quality.
These are some Shakira's hips would be in those. Her hips would be telling the truth. They're not lying in those boxes.
You can't lie in those boxes.
No, agreed.
But if you're not interested in the Perfect Package 3.0, they have a heap of other things on
their website.
They've
got something for everyone on their website.
From nose trimmers to foot deodorant.
Yep. And also these lovely t-shirts that we're wearing at the moment. So make sure you use your code AAMeeting, all in capitals, at checkout for 20% off and free shipping.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Manscaped.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about, because I was looking on Facebook the other day, and I have like some friends from school that are like getting engaged or like having a baby or have a baby or like, you know, and they're all in their 20s as well.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to talk about the difference, like how versatile your 20s are, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are on the young side of the 20s. We're 21 and 22. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I've ever admitted that I'm actually 22, right?
Congratulations, that's a big step.
That was a main character moment.
It was.
Thanks.
You want to go sit on the kitchen bench?
Yeah, I will. But yeah, so there's just things that are said between different peoples in their 20s. That doesn't really make sense. But like that I strikes a chord with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Because I think it's not even like just – there are people I went to school – there are several people I went to school with who are like settled down with families now, which is just – blows my mind because I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
But it's not even just like people my age. Even if you look at like I'm 21 and then look at me compared to a 29-year-old.
Yeah.
Like I think your 20s is like the most
– versatile. Yeah.
Because
like,
what? 10 to 20. Spectrum. When you're age 10 to 20, that's like you're at school the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. You're studying.
Yeah. 0 to 10, you don't remember half of it and then you're at school for the rest of it.
Yeah.
I feel like 20 to 30 –
is your time to figure out shit.
Yeah. And then 30 to 40, most people are kind of at the
starting
same.
Starting a family. Yeah. There's no problem with like if people our age are married
or having kids.
But like it's just that I just find it crazy how we're the same age and we're just at such different like.
Yeah. Points in our
lives. Like points in our lives, you know.
I remember a few months ago, Abby and I were in a social situation and we were sitting there. I remember there was like us, 21 and 22.
What?
You might have been 21 at the time. Maybe I was 20. I don't know.
I don't know what she's talking about.
And then there's another group of 20-something-year-olds, but they're all a bit older than us. They're probably like 25, 26, and they were sitting there talking about like real adult things, like interior design and whatever. And Abby and I remember we were sitting on the couch talking about Charlie D'Amelio. And that's when I sat there and
we were drinking cruises. And we were trying to see who could finish the cruises first. And we were wearing our swimmers because it was in the middle of summer. Yeah. And we were trying to balance the cruises like on our bellies and like...
And they were sitting there having full adult conversations. And that's when I sat there and went, wow, being in your 20s is wild, hey?
It's like, wild. Because they were talking about like how to put a throw rug on a bed.
Yeah.
And then like where to get the best linen from.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this is when the whole like Charlie D'Amelio and Lil Huddy thing went down. And,
yeah.
Like, that's what we were talking about. And we were drinking the cruises and we were taking selfies and shit.
Have you seen this TikTok?
Yeah. Like, oh my God, that's messed up.
Anyway, so there's an example for you.
Yeah.
Of the difference of. Maybe we're just immature though.
Maybe we're the problem. No, there's no problem. We're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But like not trying to. Like when we're not in the mentality of I'm trying to figure it out. We're in the mentality of oops.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so what are some things that people around our stage of 20s would say?
I'd be scrolling on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, like some friends from school, like they're having a baby, like on purpose. Like they like tried to have a baby.
Crazy. Again, if that's what you are doing, then good for you.
Yeah, I just could not imagine that. Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah.
How are you there? I don't get it.
How are you that
Can you give me an invite to like where your stage in life? Like, I don't get it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of going along with that.
Mm.
Also scrolling through Facebook, I've just seen that a friend has gotten engaged and she's been with her partner for 6 years.
What?
How old was I 6 years ago? 15. Okay. What? How do you find someone at 15?
I didn't even know what a boy is at 15.
Right?
Oh,
I was probably still bloody playing Barbies when I was 15.
All right. Going along with that. Oh no. Brats for sure.
Brats for sure.
Get invited to a wedding. Oh my God, how cool. A wedding. First thing that I think of, not how beautiful it's going to be, is there going to be an open bar? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, agreed. And it's crazy that like, I mean, are any of our friends getting married yet?
I have some friends from school that are engaged, but like they haven't announced a wedding or anything because of COVID.
But like people around our age are getting married and we're sitting on a couch at 12 o'clock in the afternoon in our robes.
Spinning a yarn.
Also, people around our age, I feel like, are buying houses. Like buying full properties.
Yeah.
And I can't pay my rent week to week.
You know what I was just about to say? What I say quite a bit, and I'm sure like maybe you will as well, or people who are at our stage. Declined.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're buying a house. Wow. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. We don't mean to crap on anyone who's doing all these amazing things.
No, like
with their
life. Actually so impressed. Like I'm more questioning it. Like how did you get there? And like did I miss was I sick that day where we learned all these things of like how to do this stuff? Like was I away?
Yeah, not sure.
I must have been absent. Maybe it was the absinthe.
But there's people, you look at like, there's people our age who are making millions from like the stock market and stuff. Where did they learn that?
I don't know.
I genuinely, like this is me genuinely asking, how do people learn these things?
I have a t-shirt that says Bitcoin on it and I didn't know what a Bitcoin was until like last year and I've had that t-shirt for like 5 years.
Anyway.
I don't get it.
Good for you guys. Well done.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Let's move on because this is kind of making me depressed. Let's go do some main character stuff.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'm sure in a couple of years we'll be much more. We are 21 and 22.
True.
And the people who are our age who are doing all these amazing things, good for you, but they are like ahead of the game, you know?
But also we're at a different area because they might still live at home.
Yeah.
Like we don't live at home. We live in a different city. Like we're on a whole different level of.
Agreed. A lot of my friends are still at uni.
Yeah.
And we graduated our studies.
We finished studying years ago.
Yeah. So anyway.
So yeah.
So it's actually fine. We're actually.
So I'm
fine.
Actually okay.
Okay. We're going to play a game.
Yeah.
Game time.
This is. I don't want to say what it's called.
Karaoke Jokey.
No, it's not called that. Yasmin named it Karaoke Jokey, but I refuse to say that. So I'm going to call it Karaoke Roulette.
Karaoke Jokey is funny. I'm keeping Karaoke Jokey.
So can call it what is Karaoke Roulette?
Inspired by, what's it on?
Ooh, I think it's Fallon. It's either Fallon or Kimmel. It's one of the Jimmys.
Basically, we have two bowls with one bowl is full of songs, the other one is full of artists. We're going to pull a piece of paper out of each bowl. You have to sing the song. We're going to piss in the bowl. You have to sing the song as the artist.
Yeah.
And we'll just see what happens.
I wasn't listening to you, so I hope you explained that right.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
I'm kidding. Of course you did.
Abby, would you like to draw a name and a thing first or go for it?
Can you kick it off?
Oh, all right then.
That sounded weird, but it was more like a question. Like, can you kick it? Like,
I can.
I generally do it, but I just feel I'm nervous for this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, go, Amy.
Okay, I think the pink one is the song, so I'll do that first.
Okay, the song is.
I'm a savage.
Savage.
Fancy. I don't know if I know the words, but.
And how are you? Like, who are you singing it as?
I'm singing it as.
Sure. That's a good one.
Okay, I just need to share a song for a second.
Do you believe in love after love after love?
Here we go.
I'm a savage, classy, moody, ratchet, sassy,
moody,
nasty. Amy,
thanks.
That was good. Thanks. You would agree, right?
I don't know what just came out of my mouth. I was trying to.
It was excellent.
Thank you. All right, cool.
Oh my god, you kicked it off with a bang.
Thanks.
All right. I'm so nervous.
Abby, off you go.
Okay, the song that I will be singing today is Car Wash.
Nice.
As. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Nice.
How do I even do that? How does Billy sing?
I want my molly back.
I want my molly back.
Just think like a country singer.
Working at the car wash. Yeah. I can't. I'm going to offend so many people.
The dance
Working
moves.
At the car wash. Whoa, yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
That's all I'm doing. Thank you very much. That's hard. That one was hard.
All right, next.
Your turn, Amy. Where'd you put the empties?
Oh, in my lap.
Okay.
All right, I've got Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh, good one.
As Blink-182.
Ooh.
Okay, wait. I'm just a poor boy, nobody likes me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. I don't think that was very Blink-182.
Amy, you're good this shit. Okay, my turn. I need to redeem myself.
Where are you?
I'm singing Pony.
Nice. As?
As Britney Spears.
No, I feel like that's not bad. That's not bad.
How does Britney? Oh, baby. Yeah. What's Pony? Okay. If you're honey. Let's do it. Let it. My pony.
Yeah, it's like Britney's in the room.
You know what? It's good because I got the head cold going on. Kind of helped me.
I didn't know Britney was here.
I embodied that.
Oh, okay. I've got Waving Through a Window.
Yeah.
By Dear Evan Hansen. You're unfamiliar?
Yeah, it's turning into a movie.
Yeah, we have to go watch it.
Yeah, for sure. The sing-along version.
By Celine Dion. Okay.
And I, on the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm knock, knock, knocking on the glass and waving through a window.
Fuck. That was hard!
You were good at that. Amy, I love that. I'm probably doing it as well. But, like, you got to look off into the distance and get into it. Like,
absolutely.
If I look at you, I'll cry. You know?
It's so hard because you're trying to think of their voice but also the lyrics at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'm doing Baba Black Sheep.
Nice.
As Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Ba 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 black sheep.
That was good. You can call it there.
I didn't even need a second to think.
No.
It just came out of me.
Yeah.
It's like I needed to sing. Oh yes, one more each.
Cool. Alright. Oh, I've got Man Eater.
Ooh. Nelly Furtado. Christina.
As Ariana Grande.
Ariana. She goes, yeah.
Man eater, make you work. Make you sweat. Make you want of your love. That was the least Ariana Grande thing I've ever
done. That was so creative. Points for creativity, Amy.
That one was tough.
I not your best vocally?
No, probably not.
But creativity?
But yeah.
Trumps all. Great.
Yeah.
What makes you beautiful?
Ooh.
Beyonce. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. Yeah. The way that you that gets me overwhelmed. That's all I'm doing.
That was so good.
No, it wasn't. I'm going to offend Beyonce. I really liked how I used the dynamics.
Yeah.
I think that was the only way that I was able to show that I was Beyonce.
No, it was very Queen Bee of you.
Yeah. Okay. Can we do do we want to put them all in and do a potluck, or do we want to give each other ones?
Oh, yeah. Okay. For the very last round, we're just going to make one up for each other.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. Off you go.
Okay. Amy.
Yes.
Or should I say Shakira?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Don't let those hips lie. Be honest with those hips.
My hips are always honest.
And I want you to sing Freaky Friday.
Okay. I woke up in crisp around somebody. Somehow this shit turned into Freaky Friday. Nice.
I like the run. She does do that Friday. Yeah.
Wow. I feel like Shakira. My hips were moving too. Did you see that?
They were very honest.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. They didn't lie.
Okay, Abby.
Yeah.
I want to hear.
They told the truth.
My hips told the truth. Have we made that joke before? I feel like one of our episode titles.
Just Shakira's hips are lie.
Yeah, that was it. I don't know what we're talking about, but. Okay, Abby.
Yeah.
I want to hear You're the Voice by John Farnham, sung as Christina Aguilera.
What? Okay, You're the Voice. Mm-hmm. You're the voice, don't understand it.
Oh, oh. Yeah, just lots of runs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start with my own ad lib.
Okay.
Because I think that's what Christina would do.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm going to be the bagpipes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh! Legal reasons because of copyright.
It's just so much. It was like Christina.
I started off good. I'm sweating. That made me so nervous, that one.
Maybe that's why I'm sweating, because that game was intense. Embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
Okay, so that was fun. We're going to move on to something a little different. Just change of pace a little bit. Apparently someone has messaged in asking us for advice.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
And I'm not going to say her name, but yeah, she messaged in. She's a big fan and she just really needs some help. Okay. And so I thought, what better help than the two of us?
In our robes.
In our robes, obviously.
We've got the robe powers today, so it'll be a good one.
Exactly, main character energy. Here we go. So she goes, hola. First of all, love that intro. Hola to you too. Big fan of the podcast. Wanted to ask you for some advice. I graduated last year and have moved out and I'm living in a share house. I don't really want to go to uni because I haven't had enough interest in anything to invest all the time and money into something that I'm not really sure on. Absolutely 100% fair.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shitty job which pays for my rent and a slight social life, but I feel like I'm not working towards anything. I genuinely have no idea what I'm doing with my life. And at this point, it feels like I'm just waiting for someone to marry me so I can be a stay-at-home mum or something, which I don't want. I want to be independent and happy with my life that I make myself, but I feel like I'm destined to the life our parents had, like the usual cookie cutter, woman can't really have a career kind of life. I want more from life, but I don't know where to start. When I feel like I held myself back for having interest in high school because it was, quote, uncool, and I'm a woman. I know I'm young, but it feels like I've had like 23 midlife crises and in this week just alone. I need some advice.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Big one.
So I read this the other day, so I've had time to process it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know your immediate thoughts.
I think the whole not going to uni thing because you don't know what to do is a great idea. I know so many people who
just go for the sake of going because they're supposed to. And then you spend so much money and you waste so much time changing degrees.
Yeah, and they don't even end up using it. Something you also need to remember is that even the people that go to uni aren't guaranteed a job after they graduate, which is something it took me a long time to, like, I just thought, oh, you go to uni and you set yourself up. Like, uni isn't everything. So I think, like, it's good that you didn't just go for the sake of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, for some people, it's the correct choice and good for them. Anyway, I think the fact that she's aware
is the first step.
Yeah, that she doesn't want to go down that path is a good thing, because like if you were destined to end up like that, then
yeah, I don't think that she would be scared of that.
No,
you know,
I agree. As for not knowing what you want to do, did she say how old she is?
No, but she said she just graduated last year, so she's probably, she lives in a share house, she's probably in that 18, 19 year old, maybe even 20.
Oh my goodness, can I tell you something? I don't think I really figured out what I wanted to do until last year, and I'd already finished my studies. Like, it takes time and it takes like you figuring, we talked about in last week's episode how like we've all changed so much since we were that age.
Yeah.
No, the week before's episode. Sorry, I'm confused because we're pre-filming. In the pre's episode, we talked about how we've all changed so much since we were 18 or 19. And
those are really important years in your life. Yeah.
I think, I know this is the worst advice ever. Like, you will figure it out. And if you're not, if you can't think of a career that you're really excited about and that you really want to do, start saving for like, surely, like think of other goals. You know, it doesn't have to be career goals. Maybe it's like, I really want to buy a house one day. I really want this kind of car. Like,
yeah,
start working towards those goals. It doesn't have to be, I want to be the most successful woman in the world, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Is like, she's saying, well, first of all, I think she's already one step ahead of what she thinks she is, because she's already, like we said, just acknowledged it. So that's one step, actually. And then she's another step ahead because she's already moved out. She already has a job. She's already providing for herself. Like, that's a big step to do when you're young and our age and stuff. So prompts to you for doing that. You shouldn't think of that as just like something that's happened. Like, you should be proud of that you're able to do that.
That's a big thing.
And then also going along with what Aim said, like, I think that, like, everyone just needs to have goals. They don't even have to be career goals or future goals. Like, you can just have a goal for the day that you're going to get out of bed and have a shower.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just need to set up your life and your week and all that kind of stuff with goals of things that you can achieve, and then reward yourself for achieving those things. And then, like she said, she's in a shitty job that just pays her rent. Okay, so try and find some kind of job that you might enjoy and then you'll want to work there more. And then that money that you're saving from the job, like, you should have a goal of putting that towards something, like what Amy said, whether it's a house or something like that. Or maybe it's travel.
Yeah.
And I know it's hard because of COVID, but like, a lot of younger people, they take a gap year or two and save up money, they go overseas, then you figure out your life once you're over there and what you want to do once you're exposed to all these new things. So I think that something like that might be really beneficial.
Yeah, it's a tough time to be going through things like this because there's not a lot of options, because the world is like kind of at a standstill. But I think the travel thing's a really good idea if you're lost, like,
that's, even throughout Australia.
Yeah.
And then now that we have the bubble with New Zealand, like, go to New Zealand. It's a little bit late now, but like, go over for a ski season.
Yeah.
And work in a bar.
Yeah.
Like, and she said something about her social like circle or life or whatever. The more you like put yourself out there, the more people you'll meet. Yeah. It's like, and I know that's daunting, but it's really that simple. Like, the more you, if you go to another job, if you're nice to people at the job, you can literally meet people on the freaking street.
Yeah.
On the bus. Like, if you go overseas, you'll meet people that you're working with. Like, it's very easy to meet a good network, like, of people.
She said she doesn't feel like she has anything to work towards. I'm sure, like, there would be things that, but you're probably just thinking, oh, I don't have a career to work towards, or, like, I don't have any intention for my job to work towards. Like, but there, I'm sure there are other things that, like, you still want, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a good place to start. Just take a and take a bit of pressure off. Like,
yeah, you don't have to have everything figured out and working towards your career goal.
No, we were literally just talking about how people our age are getting married and settling down and we're sitting here in our robes. So, like, you don't have to have it figured out, and you will figure it out. I know that's, like, the worst advice ever, because if someone said that to me when I was 18, I would have been like, oh, shut up. Like, not
everyone. Yeah, but I want to know now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you will figure it out.
Yeah.
Everything happens. We say this all the time. Everything happens exactly the way it's supposed to.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Some people don't find what they want to do until they're 50.
No.
Let's move on to sticky dates.
Oh, I'm excited.
Do you want to explain what the segment is, Ames?
Sticky dates minus the pudding. We get you guys to send in your best, funniest, cringiest dating stories, maybe breakup stories, I wrote a big list in the story the other day, but like, maybe your special friend stories, your I don't know what we are stories, your situationship stories, just funny things that have happened in your romantic life.
So that we can air them out to the public.
And we're going
to
laugh about them. Yeah. So
I have an update for someone who we talked about last week, who was the one who her and her boyfriend broke up and they had an apartment or like a hotel booked.
Yes.
And then she went with her friend, but then he went with another girl, and
he'd flown to Perth and he flew back over just to Sydney.
Yeah. So an update on that, because we were like, I wonder who got to stay in the hotel after the big fight.
Yeah.
Her and her friend did.
Good.
Because she said, she was like, he obviously like knew that he was in the wrong because he brought another girl. So they kind of just left and her friend went back up.
Good.
Yeah.
And did we find out where the girl came from? Like,
no, I didn't want to pry.
Yeah, okay, fair. She has to be Sydney. Did he go to Perth at all? Did he actually go? Yeah,
so I don't know. So guys, if you're like, what the hell are they talking about? Go and watch last week's or listen to last week's. Yeah.
The one we filmed 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm so confused.
It was like 4 days ago.
Was it? Yeah. Today's Thursday. Yeah, we filmed it on Monday.
The one we filmed last week that came out last week, mm-hmm. Listen to those sticky dates. Like, yeah. That one was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a new one from Holly. I'm just going to call her out. So this is a story of my ex thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was year 13, last year of high school. So in New Zealand, they do a year 13, right. Which is optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a party where I met a guy who I had a mutual best friends with. My best friend at the time, who was mates with him, told me he really liked me. So we started talking. I thought I liked him because he liked me, but I didn't really, but he was fucking whipped. Okay. I can't read properly. Sorry. big problem though. He could not talk to me in real life because he got too nervous. So in the 3 months that we were talking, in brackets, online, we probably hugged twice and never even kissed. And I was 18, so it felt like I was in primary school. So I ended up breaking it off the day that he was going to ask me to be his girlfriend. LMFAO, sorry. He asked me to his ball, which is like their school formal. That makes me assume that they're in different school, like all girls school or boys school or something like that, or they go to different schools. And he was the principal's son. So I had to shake his dad's hand, like walking into the formal and like be interrogated by him. And I was already bringing my friend to my school ball, which I made very clear to him. But my friend who introduced us ended up bringing him to ours, which was weird. Okay. So many friends, I'm getting confused. Yeah. She also ended up hooking up with him late last year, currently in our second year of uni, the friend and the boy that she dated but not really dated, they hooked up.
Oh, okay.
And she introduced them together. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he caught feelings, but she didn't, LMAO. He still messaged me last year trying to make me jealous of trips that he was going on, which were cancelled by COVID. Haha, sucks for him. And he's still salty on a relationship that never happened 2 years ago. So that's embarrassing for him also.
Wow.
So many details that I'm confused.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she dated this boy, not even really dated him, when they were old, but they didn't even talk. They hugged twice.
Yeah, obviously he didn't have a lot of female experience.
Yeah. But they were 18 and they went clubbing and then he hooked up with her friend who introduced them together. That's just like weird. It's a bit too close to home. Yeah,
everyone is a little bit too involved. I think you probably dodged a bullet because if he only hugged you in 3 months or whatever and you were 18, then I don't think the relationship was headed down a successful path. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was probably good that it.
Yeah.
That it stopped when it did. It's just unfortunate the events that rolled out afterwards. Yeah. Moving on. Next is Beck.
Hey, Beck.
She goes, I went through a talking phase with two Lukes and I ended up getting with one of them and told the other one to, you know, go away. And the one I friend zoned texted me yesterday saying he missed me. It's not that interesting, but just random.
Okay, so she's a type. Said,
haha, so you got a thing for Luke's babes.
Yeah. Yeah, so Luke is her type.
Yeah.
Strictly.
That's interesting. It's not a J name.
No.
Not boys with J. That's her type. She likes the Luke boys.
Maybe we look out for boys starting with L too.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Interesting.
This next one is Soph. So she goes, so I really liked this guy and I do musical theatre and that's how I met this boy. And let's call him Jack.
Waving through a window.
He flirted with me and I flirted with him and he acted like he was into me. In the show. When the show finished, I kept in contact with him on DMs and the texting got kind of dry. So I texted him saying, hey, how are you going? We haven't, how have you been up to like since the show finished? 6 days later, he replies and he said, in quotes, oh, you know, exams, soccer. and texting my close friends. And then she goes, I read it and died. I can officially say that I lost interest.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. He's direct.
Yeah, well, he just, I've been texting my close friends and she's like, what the fuck?
He wanted to be honest.
Yeah.
His hips weren't lying either.
No. That's his so hips funny. Were honest. They were so honest. Yeah. They were just telling the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
He was only texting his close friends and that's why he didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, I took it as like, that was him friend zoning her, being like, oh, I've just been, and right now I'm texting my friend.
No. It's like 6 days later.
Yeah,
he replied, because he replied being, she was like, how are you? What have you been up to? And 6 days later, he's like, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy. Like, I've been doing soccer. I've been at exams and I've been texting my friends. So like,
the people who are my friends, which you're not. So, yeah.
So he friend zoned her and,
but like, not
told him
friends.
Why he kind of ghosted her.
Yeah. It's, what's the opposite? If you're not being friend zoned, you're just being, she just got zoned.
You got zoned. Put in the zone, stay in that zone.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, Sophie.
Right? Oh, God. That's it for sticky dates.
Kind of
this week.
Amazing, though.
Yeah, that's kind of so stupid.
I've been texting my friends.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to reply to your message.
Anyway, so let's funny. Go. Let's move on to.
Shit, we don't understand. Shit.
We don't understand.
Abby, what are you guessing today?
I am guessing how/why do you have or get a gut feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And not a gut feeling that you're all thinking.
What's everyone thinking?
Toilet time feeling.
Yeah, okay. The intuitional. The science behind a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Because originally I was Googling a different shit we don't understand answer and this came up in like Google's suggested things and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. So I was reading it and it blew my mind.
Right, okay.
So why do you think we get a gut feeling? Like what's going on in your body when you get a gut feeling about something?
Okay, well, we're all made up of atoms, right? Just a whole mix of protons, electrons and neutrons and all that crazy stuff. I think a gut feeling is when some of those atoms inside of you that you're made up of, like, have a reaction and it's kind of like a chemical reaction or like an atomic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe that happens because those exact same atoms that are having the reaction are having a reaction somewhere else. And it's kind of like signaling you because it's the same reaction. It's like mirrored.
Not quite. Do you mean there's a reaction in your tummy?
Yeah, but as in like the atoms explode and shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, not quite.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's go with the stuff happening in your tummy. Maybe your intestines, maybe a gut feeling is not actually a thing. Like maybe you're just trying to digest your food and your intestines are just having this weird thing in like trying to digest it and you take that uncomfortableness as a gut feeling when it's actually literally a feeling in your gut.
No, it is actually a thing. It's been proven by science in the last few years.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, last guess. Okay. Can you give me a hint?
There's something in our body that there's been a few times I've guessed something and this has been the answer. A system in your body.
Yeah, the nervous system.
Yes. Go with that idea. I can't really say anything else without giving it away.
Well, maybe it's like when you're nervous, it triggers your nervous system.
It triggers the system.
It triggers the system of the nerves because you're nervous about something and you're unsure. It's like the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes through your nervous system and it goes and it's in your gut and then your gut's going not good.
Okay. No, not quite. Maybe nervous system was the wrong hint to give you.
Okay.
So, okay. you have your central nervous system, right? A few years ago, this doctor and his colleagues found out that our gut has its own nervous system, aside from the central nervous system, that's potentially more powerful than our central nervous system. Where's the part about your gut makes the same chemicals that your brain makes when it thinks, right? So when we get a strong gut feeling, it's actually every cell in our body remembering, thinking and deciding on the matter at hand. So it's not like, you know how your brain thinks things through and you can think a full thought?
Yeah.
Your stomach has thoughts. A nervous system, yeah, that does the same thing that your brain does when it
why
thinks.
Why were we never taught that?
They only figured this out a few years ago, apparently.
What?
And so that's why you don't, like, if I have a feeling that I'm in danger or something and I have a gut feeling that something bad is about to happen, my brain doesn't go, something bad's about to happen. My stomach is doing the same thing that my brain does, but it doesn't, I don't get a message because it's not my brain. Yeah, it just goes, something's
it just,
bad.
It just has the...
Yeah.
What the hell?
Isn't that crazy?
But how does the nervous system in that know that something's about to happen?
Because it's apparently every cell in your body is like, thinking about like past experience or things that you've already learned, but you don't get a message in your brain going, this thing happened to me once and that therefore
yes,
I think
this is... How does that trigger? How does all of that happen?
Because this is even stronger than your brain, apparently.
Well, why don't we have a brain in our stomach then?
Well, I don't know. Apparently they really messed up.
I'm confused. That's messed up.
Yeah. So I because don't fully this actually that. Thinks faster than your brain does. That's why you get a gut feeling about something and you go, I don't know why I'm thinking this, because your brain hasn't figured it out yet, but your stomach's already figured it out because that nervous system is faster than your central nervous system.
Well, it makes sense because it's probably smaller. It doesn't have more to travel.
Yeah, and your central nervous system is controlling everything, whereas this is just dealing with, I sense I'm in danger. I sense that's a good idea. I sense I should pick that thing.
That's messed up. No,
isn't
thanks,
that
Tom
so
Hanks.
Cool? I thought that was amazing.
I'm taking away from this conversation that I have a brain in my stomach.
That's pretty much the idea.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sounds great.
I thought that was amazing.
That's I don't want to. I don't. I'm trying not to think about it.
I think it's really cool that my stomach goes, no, don't even worry about what your brain's doing. It's bad. Just don't do it. You know.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to.
Trust your gut is all we've learned today.
Yeah. Trust your gut and your hips are honest.
Yes. And sit on the kitchen bench. That's what we've learned today.
Wow, it's all about this pelvic region, isn't it, today?
Okay. Question of the podcast?
Question of the podcast.
Except it's not really a question of the podcast.
No, so. We wanted to wrap it up with a... something in relation to the robe rave.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're having a little robe rave with your friends, a sleepover party, if you will, there's some games that get played at these sleepover parties. The main one being truth or dare.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that we would do truth or dare for this week's question of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. do you want to ask me first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy.
Yes, Abby.
Truth or dare?
I'm going to, only because I think if I pick dare, you're going to make me do a shot or something. So I'm going to pick truth.
All right. Even worse.
Oh, good.
Okay, Amy. How many boys, if you can't remember the exact number, you can just give me an average.
Mm-hmm.
Have you kissed?
Well, I don't know.
give me a ballpark figure.
Probably...
I know if I'd answer this question, it would not be good.
it's not that many. It's not as many as you. I just mean, my number's not that high.
No. Yeah, but it still is. I can probably think of your number.
I think it's like late teens, maybe mid-teens. Why? What would you guess?
I'd probably guess that yours was anywhere between like 25 to 30.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
We've been out a lot of times.
Yeah. No, I think it's like 16 or 17. I'm pretty sure. That might be wrong. I don't want to go back and count. I wouldn't remember.
You know, some girls have a list on their phone.
Why?